say you remember nothing, but just say barns catching fire or something like that. But then your son speaks of the big disasters that came when the banks went broke. The farmer's money was in the bank when the banks went bust and the depression. Are those the disasters that you remember?
Yes.
What banks went broke around here? Were there banks?
Bay City Bank and the Essenville Bank. Well, they practically all went along with the money.
People's National?
That one did. But the rest of three of them left the floor.
Who were they? Was the bank in Essexville begun by the local people here? Was it local money? They weren't. The people of this township didn't sort of own their own bank then. They didn't have a bank of their own.
But I was smart there. I heard it was coming. He hated to give it to me, because I wanted all I got. Well, much of it. But them days, it was quite a bit.
Uh-huh.
And he hated to give it to me, but I got it anyway.
Oh, you took your money out of the
City
bank?
Bank uptown, we lost. I see people flock them in there, sitting there crying, and well, you know, they didn't have not knowing what they had in the bank. And that didn't clear up. Took a couple of years. We got, but they still kept 10% of everybody. We lost 10% of the house and house.
But you saw it coming, and you took your money out of the Essexville bank then. How did you know it was coming?
Well, I was going to market every day, you see, and I'd hear other people talking. And, I remember yet, Joe Bittar, where did he have me at his money out of the bank? I didn't even stop for anything home here. I drove right down there and went and told him he had a big family. I knew he didn't have over $10 in the house. He never did, you know. That day they didn't keep much money in the house. And I went down and I told him, I said, you know, I'd heard this over the different people on the market talking among themselves and they're getting their money and get some of it anyway, I told him. Oh, we'll wait, he said, you know. That afternoon, that night yet, his bank closed. They didn't know what to do all winter. They borrowed what they could, and they done this and they done that. But, you know, with a big family, right? Boy, that was tough on lots of people.
Yes, and I suppose some of them lost their farmland because they couldn't meet the payments.
Well, I wouldn't say that so much, but lots of old people, you see, that one farmer back there, he sold his place, he put the money in the bank, and you just get it as fast as you need it to live. He lost that all, but that is, he didn't lose it all, but it took him 2 or 3 years before they got that all.
Uh-huh.
Still, they get 10% on them, but I see lots of people. I see other people standing there crying their eyes out, you know.
So that was probably the biggest disaster that happened in history was the Depression.
So.
The banks closing and losing the money. Well, I think we've had a nice, interesting conversation. I've enjoyed it, Mr. Venix.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed meeting with you, listening to your stories when you were young. And also the Depression, it's quite different when you hear it from someone who's lived through it and seen it. It means perhaps more. And I've enjoyed hearing about Hampton Township and your family from Holland. Oh, is that right? Oh, I guess your daughter-in-law just told me something else that's interesting. She said you had one of the first radios that when it ever came out, and you still have it here.
Yeah.
Well, you were really up to things. You really mod, yes.
Well, there were kids, I don't know if I even remember. I know they were going to school yet, but they were coming out, you know, I don't know how many different ones there was, but I tell them, well, you bring it here and we'll try it out. And so finally, when we got down to three, the kids would like this one the best, you see.
Oh, a salesman came door to door selling radios.
Yeah.
Well, they did. That was quite a newfangled invention to have in your house.
Well, these talking machines, you know, you must remember them.
Though. Yes.
You crank them up.
Surely.
And, well, we had one of them. My dad was...
I still got the horn on.
And your dad, your dad bought it?
Yeah. About a year or so before he died. He wasn't feeling good when he bought it. He bought it for us kids, you know. Sometimes when we'd be playing it, he'd go on the orders. He didn't care about it.
He didn't care about it. But you enjoyed it. So you had all the modern things out in Hampton Township. You were right in the fall
from
that.
We had that old talking machine upstairs. They just burned out.
The talking machine that played the old wax records,
yeah.
Heavy wax records. So you kept in touch out here in the township. You were in touch with everything going on around. You weren't completely isolated. Now you're part of the city, you say. The city's creeping in on you.
Well, we got so used to that, you know. Of course, you buy them records. I don't know how many we had, but we'd play them over and over. We knew them by heart. We could sing anything we could.
Well, I guess I won't keep you any longer. We've had a nice talk, and I don't want to tire you. I want you to be able to go to bed at a reasonable hour. And we've had a nice evening together talking. And I want to thank you very much on behalf of Saginaw Valley College and the History Library.
Well, let us go to bed at 11 o'clock.
It's our wedding anniversary.
Your wedding anniversary today?
No.
Oh. Last weekend it was your anniversary. Oh, and how many years had you been married then? 58 years wedded. Well, congratulations.
We're going to try and make it 60.
Oh, I'm sure you will. I'm sure you will. Thank you very much for talking with me. It's been a pleasure.
You.